My name is Private Harold Trust. I was admitted to the charity in 1906. By the age of 8, I had lost both my parents and was brought up by my older, married brother in Rush Home. 3 years later, however, my brother had an accident at work, resulting in him being made partially disabled. So my sister-in-law, who was expecting, applied for my admission to the orphan home as she could no longer afford to keep me.
My name is Rose Smith. I was admitted to the charity at 14 years old. My mother died when I was very young and my father was too poor to keep us. So me and my sister Ada were sent off to the Manchester Girls Emigration Home. I met Harold at Sunday school. He was tall with deep sea blue eyes.
June 28, 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife were assassinated. August 4, 1914, at 11 p.m, Great Britain declares a state of war. November 22, 1914, trenches are established along the entire Western Front.
Adam and Eve, Berlin.
Arrival, the sound of incoming shells.
Aerol.
Absent without leave.
Dearest Harold, so sorry we didn't get to talk again this Sunday. Mrs. Howarth was glaring at me across the pews every time our eyes met. And with all the talk of war, it never seemed right. I hope this letter arrives to you safely, courtesy of dear Henry. There's a recruitment drive in Rush Home this weekend. Everyone from the orphanage will be there. I do hope to see you again.
Everyone's doing it. Sign up. It's gonna be fun.
Good luck at Save the Orphanage.
Make the village proud.
You want to keep the respect of the community, you need to join up.
I miss you, Hannah.
I'll do it for King and Country.
Airborne attack on British soil, 5 civilians died. March 10th, 1915, 12,800 lost during the British offence at Neuve Chapelle. October 31st, 1915, steel helmets are introduced on the British front.
Adams, battalions formed from short men.
Barker, a sausage. Beetle crushers. Army boots.
My dearest Rose, just a few lines, my love, to tell you I am in the land of the living and keeping well in these dirty, damp trenches. The rats and the cold are horrible at night. Thank God we have Henry and the rest of the boys to keep us going.
Dearest
Rose, your letters have been a great sense of comfort to me. I have a few days furlough in the coming days and wish to see you on a matter of great importance.
Dearest Harold, you are simply the sweetest man. Many of the girls are just green with envy. Mrs. Howard feels it's all a bit rushed, but what does she know? I do hope we get her blessing, Mum.
My dearest Rose, our boys have been badly cut up. but they have done splendid work here. Henry sends his regards. I am sorry I shall not be able to be with you this Christmas, but hope and pray that before another Christmas comes, we shall be at peace again.
Introduction of conscription. June 8, 1916, voluntary enlistment was placed by compulsion. July 1st, 1916, the Battle of the Somme. By the end of day one, 60,000 are dead.
Flea bag, officers sleeping bag. Flying pig, heavy trench mortar. Furlough, leave.
My dearest Harold, it feels good to be working. I'm kept so busy with the war effort, but I miss you all the same. This war feels so pointless now. I've been tending to a German prisoner of war. He doesn't look the demon we all imagined. He just looks, well, ordinary, I suppose.
He has boots like me.
He is young like me.
His clothes are covered in blood like me.
He has a hat like me.
He is a boy like me. He has human feeling hurt every day like me.
He has boots like me. He is young like me. His clothes are covered in blood like me. He has a hat like me. He is a boy like me. He is human feeling hurt every day like me.
February 21st, 1917, the Great German Withdrawal begins. April 6th, 1917, the US declared war on Germany. October 26th, 1917, 12,000 Allied casualties for just a few yards gained.
Mouse trap, body belt supposed to trap mines.
Mad minute. Soldiers were able to shoot 15 armed rounds per minute.
Mayor Ob.
Letters from home.
My dearest Rose, sorry I haven't written in a while. We got a dose of gas the other day, but I was prepared for it. Henry, however, wasn't. I think his war might be over. He'll be home with you before you know it. I envy him on that front. He has the most remarkable tale of a pigeon to tell you. Our hero's bravery can come from the strangest of quarters.